Two Secret Service agents were investigating threatening comments on Facebook about the president, and the Nashville man who posted them had refused to let the agents into his house.
He shut the door in our face and went around the corner. Looked like, and we're not sure if he possibly had the gun in his hand.
In a letter first sent by Nashville's top cop to Secret Service headquarters, Chief Steve Anderson wrote, the resident refused to come outside and shouted back, show me your warrant. So one of the agents then asked the police sergeant to wave a piece of paper in an apparent effort to dupe the resident into thinking they indeed had a warrant.
What he talks about is abuse of power by the Secret Service, not just in Washington, but here in Nashville.
Congressman Jim Cooper is one of the members of the committee who just got the chief's letter detailing the January 2013 incident.
So you can't steamroll a citizen of this country because we all have rights and we should know how to exercise those rights.
The incident occurred here in this East Nashville neighborhood, but the chief says when officers arrived, they quickly discovered that Secret Service agents had no legal basis to enter the man's house, and the man who had a legal permit to carry a gun had not actually threatened anyone with it. That's when officers decided to pull out. Since then, Director Julia Pearson had promised to clean up the Secret Service. The chief sent her a complaint about the incident, but Anderson said she did not acknowledge my letter. Assistant Director A.T. Smith did call, but his tone at best was condescending and dismissive. The chief added, I realized that I was being told in a polite manner to mind my own affairs. That's when Anderson demanded a meeting with bosses inside the Secret Service's Nashville office. He recalled asking, do you think it is appropriate to wave a piece of paper in the air and tell him you have a warrant when you do not have a warrant? Answer, I don't know. I'm not a lawyer.